Stay safe.
Stay tuned.
Not So Fantasy Football, a loser's guide to FBL with Rob and Yanis.
Welcome, FBL players. This is Not So Fantasy Football on Uzo Radio.
I am Rob, and this is
Yanis. Today's show is kind of a special one.
Indeed.
Because after we chat for a while, we will have two very distinguished guests with us.
Yeah.
And we kind of thought that this is great because if it's halfway through the season, and we thought let's have a more festive
Luckily enough, the delay isn't anywhere near as bad as it is on this current episode. So yeah, we're doing all right. So Yanis, how are you doing?
So, how do you feel?
Oh man.
Oh, actually, it's perfect. We're talking.
this delay.
We need to find a different platform. So guys, please advise us
on
a better platform to do this.
Definitely. I'm just looking at
It's going. It's becoming a joke.
You lead it.
Okay. Shall we go with our teams?
Let's do this.
We still got a fixture yet tomorrow.
Yeah.
And but still, we've got quite a good idea on how this is going.
Is it tomorrow? I think it's Saturday.
It is Saturday. I was thinking that this is going to air on Friday. So I thought,
But it
doesn't make sense because at the same time, I was going to say that we don't even know the final score of Liverpool Burnley. So
True. Yeah,
that was kind of a...
Okay, so we're watching...
Anyway, we said it's a festive episode. We're having a bit of fun.
Indeed.
We're still watching the final 10 minutes of the Liverpool game.
Indeed. And it looks like you are on the hallowed 120. You're actually on 121 points net. I've got on FPL game week here. It shows us exactly how much we've made. We said we wanted 120 minimum. You've got 121. So how'd you feel, mate?
I feel good. And I've got Martinez. I'm going to probably travel to Birmingham and help him boost his morale so that he doesn't concede and give me like 7 more points and make it, you know, even more.
It's a great game.
It actually feels very good because I've had the extremes. I've had fantastic scores from Stones, Diaz, Soufal, Antonio. I mean, all double. Burnley just scored.
Yes.
So there goes my clean sheet.
I don't care about that. I really don't care about that. They completely.
That's why. I mean, did you notice? Did you notice I didn't refer to Robertson as 13 points?
Did you?
It's kind of like I was feeling.
That's a penalty.
I was going to jinx it.
They give the penalty. That's fantastic. I love that. So
excellent. I like the chaos that you caused.
Yeah, this game has been an exciting game. There's been Ashley Barnes has been absolutely at his best. He's just been, you know, causing hassle, creating chaos. And this penalty, if I'm honest, isn't really a penalty. He like boots it into Rosie and Alisson doesn't get a touch on the ball. But he falls over Alisson in the process. Okay, it's not into Rosie, but he boots it out of play effectively. But because Alisson touches him and he comes down, then they give a penalty, which is great news.
Which is actually very good news. I remember on our chat, I was saying I hate that Alisson got so many bonus points and saves because he's in a lot of teams.
Exactly.
As I've seen. because of bench boost. Yes, yeah. I've noticed there were many teams in leagues that I'm in that have Alisson and De Gea or Alisson and Ederson to kind of have four clean sheets.
Jeez,
they were thinking. They've got three, to be honest, out of four.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, suddenly this is. But it is a crazy game week.
Yeah.
As I was saying, there were the extremes. We had those really remarkable points from players that other kind of expecting.
Yeah. And then we had podcasted so many... several times since you got your massive Stones haul. You know, calm down, don't worry. And your Antonio haul. We've got Nate. Antonio for...
We haven't done after pick. His second wall.
This is true. One. Congratulations for your pick of Antonio.
And Soufal.
Yes, Soufal got
the second one.
Assist.
Diaz got a second clean sheet. Stones a second clean sheet. But then you had Fernandez with 8.
Mm-hmm.
With an assist that, I mean, you have to laugh with the decision of FPL to give him that assist.
It really isn't his assist, in fairness. He's the last person to touch the ball before it goes in. But like, wasn't intended in that way at all.
My captain, Salah, has like 5 minutes to save Liverpool from their first defeat in Anfield after... My God, how many years is it?
Oh my
God. It's a lot.
55 wins, 13 draws, 68 home matches was their last.
There you go. 69 was not a good...
No. Ouch.
And then I had like Suchek with 4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something we need to discuss about him.
Mm-hmm.
We might do it on Monday, which is kind of after the game because it's going to be more settled.
Yeah.
But... I feel, and there's a lot of talk on that on Twitter, that Antonio's role now might have changed.
Suchek's role.
You know, yes. And if you think about it, Suchek started firing after the fourth, fifth game week. I mean, he was always reliable asset, but he started scoring points after that, which was when Antonio got out.
It was
with injury.
It was sort of in relation to the whole process with they had a really bad run of games for the first 8 game weeks, wasn't it?
And they did. They did.
Towards the end of those 2 games, Suchek got a goal, I think, in one of the more difficult games, probably
with
City or something like that.
With Jimenez, it was an assist. That because Jimenez scored a known goal, it wasn't given as an assist.
So that's when he started.
Oh no, he was given the assist. He was. It was given an assist.
Mm-hmm.
Although it could have been given as a goal, but Jimenez interfered and he was charged as a known goal. But his first attacking return after that was game week 8.
Yeah,
against Fulham.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying that it might. Some part in how West Ham is going to play with Antonio in their team.
I don't know. Yeah.
This is it.
It's a corner. You know, he's a big man in a corner. He's a big man from a free kick. And for me, that's where he gets his points. I don't necessarily think he was playing in any way in a different position. I think mostly it's the fact that Antonio is a good asset. Personally, for me, I don't think he's changed his position. I still think he's the Fellaini-style midfielder that David Moyes has always had in his team. So I think he will continue to get points.
Yeah.
I'm just not entirely sure how often. So, yeah.
Yes, this is me. The bench boost was a very bad bench boost. I got... 11 points out of those 4 players, which is really bad. But as we had said, it was serving a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not disappointed, obviously, because my team went well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not disappointed because those 11 points, let's say, are even more than the hit I took.
Exactly.
And my team looks quite good for what's to come with the 2-3 changes I'm thinking to gradually make.
Yeah. Your hit really set you up for the next couple of, you know, up until game week 23, 24. So I think you made the right decision there, really.
What about you?
My team has done okay. I'm quite happy. I've still got, obviously, Salah's still in play. Doesn't look like there's going to be much happening there. Let's hope we jinx that. Robertson is still in play as well. That goal has knocked off about 5 points, 4 points from me, which is a little bit sad. But actually, I'd much rather Liverpool lose this game than Robertson get me points. Personally, just because,
yeah,
just Liverpool today to go out against Burnley, who anyone will tell you are a disciplined, difficult to beat side. And any day, you know, Liverpool 10, Man City blow Burnley aside on a regular basis. Granted, Liverpool have never done that. Liverpool don't get the big wins against Burnley that Man City do. They don't get the big wins against Burnley that Spurs have done in the past couple of seasons. So personally, I think Klopp was very arrogant to play the team that he played. And I think they completely deserve this result, you know. It's not a result, I think, that's unfair on Burnley. I'm so glad that they're winning right now. Obviously, if Liverpool score and it's Salah's goal, I'll be happy with that as well. But hey-ho. So, I've also got Watkins and Martinez still to play against Newcastle on Saturday, tomorrow.
That's promising.
So, we could pick up some points from that. Who knows? I'm a little bit upset that still with the Robinson minus two, because he would have played yesterday, didn't play again because the red card stayed and he's now banned for another two matches. So he is a transfer I'm going to have to look at making sometime soon, because I don't want to have a player on my bench for another two games. All in all, the bench boost worked out. I would have had Bamford, Johnston, Son and Kane on my bench, and that would have picked me up 18 points. So,
yeah, it's successful.
That's, you know, I'm happy with that. A little bit more would have been amazing, but having players like Son and Kane, if I hadn't have played them, it would have been some of the defenders on my bench. So it just enabled me to have game week one, single game week players on my bench. So very happy with their returns. I'm very happy with that bench boost.
So what's your net?
Net is 102 currently. It was okay. 106 or 107 before that goal went in. But yeah.
So you need like 20 points or something from Watkins to...
No,
because you jinxed my score. You jinxed my score when you said it. Liverpool seeded. And I'm below 120 actually now.
Oh,
116 net.
Oh, I'm sad for you.
There you go.
Well, we didn't say net or gross, did we? You know, we didn't say post at minus eights. So you've reached the 120 mark in my heart, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I need a clean sheet, and I will officially run it.
Exactly.
From Villa.
Yeah, and if I get a clean sheet from Villa and even a goal from Watkins. Yeah, if I get a clean sheet,
I can take it. It's fine. If it's a goal from Watkins, if it's one, it's fine.
Yeah, should be fine. I'm looking for some big scores from Watkins, big clean sheet from Martinez. That should put me up to a 10-pointer from Watkins. That'll put me up to 120. So yeah, I'll be happy with that. So yeah, Stones at 27 points, great news. Soufal at 12, Justin at 14. That was quite a big one. Salah currently on 8, Fernandez on 8, Suchek on 4, Lookman on 8, which was really good for me yesterday. Very happy to get that points return from Lookman. Bamford 2, Son 5, Kane 9, Robertson currently on 8. So yeah,
8, isn't he? Yeah.
Happy with the game week. Happy with the game week. Not happy with the
excellent
amount of
excellent
delay we've got.
Any plans for the near future?
because of the De Bruyne transfer, I really, really want to get Gundogan in, purely because he is, what he's doing is De Bruyne has gone further forwards and Gundogan's playing sort of where De Bruyne was playing last season, where he was playing in that slightly deeper role with quite a few players in front of him. And obviously he's got the range of passing to get the assists, but he was also getting the goals last season. So Gundogan's playing in that sort of position to get the goals. And he's 5.5. So for me, I've got to get him in really, which means I think I'm going to have to take a 4-point hit because I don't have enough in my bank to transfer Suchek or Lookman up to those players, up to those numbers. Personally, I think I'm going to keep Suchek for the time being because I do trust that he will tick over and get points and he will be a fifth midfielder that stays on my bench. I'll be playing 3-4-3. So I'll have Mitchell last on my bench most games, which I'm happy with, a 3.9 last on my bench. And going forward, staying with two playing keepers, but right now I've got no plans to transfer Martinez out as it stands, just because I don't want to make a keeper transfer at the minute.
True.
How about you?
True. I mean, I'm going to stick with my original plan. And of course, the whole point is to get Kane back.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would have lost in value again, but mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Fair.
The plan is the only kind of change I have in mind. I mean, I'm not going to take him now with against Liverpool, although they don't seem that threatening. But usually a team after a big devastating loss might prove to be more tricky to... Yeah, I'm more afraid of them now, actually, than if they had won Burnley.
Salah played fantastic. Salah, you know, looked the most dangerous I've seen him look in five game weeks in the 30 minutes that he was on. It's just ridiculous they didn't put him on. You know, they didn't start with him. In all honesty, really silly.
Yeah, so the idea is to get Kane, but I probably will bring him next week after at the Burnley game.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I'm going to do the crazy move from Robertson to an extremely cheap defender. Who? It might be Mitchell. It might be Dunn.
Even cheaper than Mitchell.
Something, yeah, crazy. Okay. Yeah, something to kind of give me a lot of money so that I can upgrade Che Adams to Kane. The original plan was to upgrade Antonio, but I think I need him for the next couple of... I mean, he's got fantastic fixtures for the next four games. So, apart from the Liverpool one. So, I think I'm going to stick to him up until game week 23, 24. So, I prefer... because Ings is coming back, so I probably prefer to sell Che Adams.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one, there's two moves actually. And the third move that will allow that, because that's not enough, is Ward-Prowse to Smith Rowe.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a hit, but I haven't decided which game week to take the hit.
Okay. So you're not doing a minus 8.
It's going to be. No. I'm going to make either one transfer this week and to the following one, with Kane being the one, or the opposite.
We just had a group.
Or two now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, sorry. So it's again a mistake.
So that's
the plan. That's
I think
the plan.
Arsenal,
I don't have a KDB, so I don't have a problem with that.
If you're going to take a hit this game week, if you're going to take a hit in the next two or three game weeks, and Arsenal are going to be one of the teams you get them in, they're playing Southampton in game week 20, which I think could be a good match for Arsenal. It'd be exciting at least. Man United in game week 21. So if you're going to get Smith Rowe in, you're going to want to get him in this game week personally. And then on the flip side...
No, because I want Ward-Prowse with his free kits against Arsenal.
Okay, fine. Cool. And then Liverpool,
because he scored on against Shrewsbury, and I feel he's on form, and he might do it again.
Okay, I You literally have the exact opposite argument.
And I might hold him.
You have the exact opposite argument normally, so that's surprising. Spurs play Liverpool, then they play Brighton. So maybe one move this week, two moves next week. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
That's the I think so. Robertson mm-hmm. to Mitchell, mm-hmm. and then next week. And it's probably better to do one now and two when I need it, because things might change in the meantime. So, I mean, I might change my mind with some injury or something. So, yeah, this is the overall plan. And I'm going to stick with the two goalkeepers. Areola is not that expensive.
No, he's 4.5 still.
And I prefer to have him as a luxury, let's say, rather than having a fifth playing defender, kind of not just playing. If it's Mitchell, it's fine because he's cheap.
Exactly.
But rather than having a 4.5 defender.
Do you think Mitchell's going to hold on to his place?
He's doing well. Why not?
Yeah. I think Robert Hodgson's brought him in for a reason. And I think they have played better with him in defence.
They have. So, yeah. In his defence.
Yeah, we. Cool.
So, yeah.
That pretty much.
Now, shall we break before we invite our guests?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, because that's the main event of the show today.
Exactly. So, we'll give you guys a little break. Go get a cup of tea. You know, pause your podcast here. And then we'll be back in just a matter of seconds with our two esteemed guests.
Good. See you soon.
The other side. Bye. So here we are back with our two guests. We've got Phoebos and Hector. Hello. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Yeah.
Hello. My name is Phoebos. I live in Athens. And I'm a pretty, I'm a fan of not so fantasy football.
Fantastic.
There you go. That's the best way to start. That's why you're here, actually.
And Hector?
Yes. Hello, I'm Hector. Congratulations for the show, guys. It's lovely. It's been a very good opportunity for me to really, how to say, catch up with football, I would say international football. Yeah. Even though it's only one nation, but catching up with players, it's like the old days with the manager that she knew everybody that was good everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And whereabouts are you based?
By the way, because we're doing live, right? We're doing live, and I mean we've got a game happening live. Indeed. And I don't know if you have Man United defenders, but Fulham is 1-0 ahead.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's this nice is, for me.
This is a good start. I hope it's Areola.
Good luck.
So, it's great to have you here.
Hi, it's Lukman.
It is Lukman.
He looks offside, but we'll see.
We don't care. If it counts, it counts. Yeah, I was saying that it's great to have you here. It's funny for us Greeks to be doing this chat and having Rob
you guys,
with us.
Yeah. I'm completely at your mercy being the only first language English speaker here. I'm really sorry that you guys have to abide by my rules. We're English, we don't learn other languages very well. I'm very sorry for us.
Says the guy who's in Germany and
yeah, you haven't heard my German, man. I can just about order a pretzel.
So, this was one idea that we had actually during Christmas, but COVID stroke, and that made it quite impossible to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because this kind of is building as a small community, I mean, the FPL community is already a huge part, especially on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But our not so fantasy football is also a community of on its own. And it was a great opportunity to just be together and talk generally. I mean, we are halfway through the double game week, but I think it's the bigger picture that we're looking for today.
Yeah, so we're going to ask some questions. You guys can ask us some questions and we'll give you our not-so-fantasy football opinion, right?
like we've been doing so long.
Exactly, exactly. So if you want to start with giving us when you first started playing FPL, when you first got interested in it, and when you and how you're feeling playing it this season. We'll go with Thivos first.
Okay, I'm playing for about 3 years, but this is the first year that I actually look for news and
take it serious
for which tactics and strategies, etc., etc.
Yeah,
I apologize for that.
it's been a massive pressuring from basically us to just sort of constantly messaging you and like barraging you with little notes about who's better to pick this week and listen to the podcast and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, we apologize for that.
The thing is that we have a lot of free. I mean, at least myself, who I don't have kids, by the way. I have enough free time due to COVID situation, etc. So fantasy and not so fantasy football as well gave me the chance to just have a little hobby or something.
Because
of the children comment, I'll ask the other father amongst us, do you think it's worse or better that we have, because I find that I have a lot of time to deal with transfers and checking up my phone when dealing with a lot of things like driving, not during driving, but waiting my daughter at school or putting her to bed. And, you know, it's got that 10 minutes to make sure that she's fall asleep. And then you've got 10 minutes you can check for the updates. Is it similar for you, Hector?
I get many complaints at home that I am, my wife, that she doesn't understand exactly what it is, but she's telling me, what you're watching all the time football from the morning till the night. You have this strange view of the pitch with some players with different colors. She doesn't get it.
Yeah, I think we're all with you on that.
Yeah, I always get asked the question, so did Tottenham play last night and tonight? And I'm like, no, it's not Tottenham tonight. Now, Tottenham haven't played this week. They played last week.
So why are you watching?
Why are you watching? Because I like it.
My Greek team has been relegated like 4-5. And Christina thought that would be a way out. But that was me going into FPL. So there you go.
Do you guys spend a lot of time hiding on the toilet just to make your FPL moves?
No, I think there is some time. Yeah, the kids go to school in the morning. There is a little bit of time, you know, in between meetings or when you have boring meetings at work.
Yeah.
You can open up your phone and just scroll through the next things, the next transfers or
at least
substitutions.
Working from home, we have time to do small breaks.
Yeah,
in between.
So this is one of the differences that this season has actually brought. Hector, have you been playing for long?
It's my second year. Oh, and the first year obviously got stopped right at the hot point of it. So I really don't remember what happened with my teams last year after March. Yeah. I have no
clue
what happened.
It was the literal bus team.
Oh, I abandoned it, by the way. I abandoned it because I had the triple captain Aubameyang in that double game week. But the second match was... and I didn't play at all after the July session.
Oh, you got such frustrated.
Yes.
Rightly so. I was so annoyed at that as well. I'd just done my wild card for the double game week. And then I lost my wild card. Yeah, I'm with you, Thivos.
This is a good, I was thinking, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about best and worst moments on FPL. So
this year, you mean?
Phoebus? Any year. If you had, I don't know, if you had this, you've been playing for 3 years. I've played since last year, so I don't have much to say for last year. But I've heard stories about Sanchez or about, you know, Van Persie, if you go even more, like some
I amazing think my first scores. My first year was the first year of Salah. As a fan of Roma, I am a fan of Roma.
Yeah.
I knew him a lot, so I picked him from day one.
Mm-hmm. You went all in.
I was not, yeah. And I was not looking too much on my team every week, etc. But if you had Salah captain every week, yeah, was fine.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So this is the best, yeah, I would say.
Okay. Hector, what was your best point?
My app was the first game week when I had some 82 or so points.
Oh, yeah.
A good pick. And then I'm now, I don't want to say last, but in reality, I'm last in our league. I've had some weekdays where I had something like between 30 and maybe in the early 40s. And I was quite happy. Okay, it's 40. And then because it was near to the average, and I wasn't looking what the other players were doing. And the other players, you guys, you had some 60s and 70s.
Hector, the and thing then, is that yeah, from in comparing to last year that we played or so, every player in this league is with a better overall standing, the ranking, than we the first of us did last year.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's quite a high level.
I think it is. Yes, it is.
We started the podcast with the idea that we were pretty terrible, but because we spent so much time looking at the stats and so much time gathering information for the podcast, we've actually accidentally got a bit better, which wasn't intended in any way.
No, we apologize for that as well.
We wanted to prop up the table from the bottom, not from the top.
So Hector, since you're last, I mean, what's your overall ranking?
He's this not last. We've got the differential team, at least.
It
was intentional.
Pantheres or Historikos, is it?
I don't even remember which one is which.
About 1 million or...
No. A little bit below 3 million. It's 3.2 million or so. It's very good.
Good. There is room for progress.
Yeah, I didn't even qualify for the cup on that week because it was a strange... Okay, it was
No one actually did.
We qualified, but then got knocked out straight away. Yeah, the cup is useless.
I was knocked out on this game week 18 where Sterling missed that penalty.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's your worst moment.
Probably, yes.
Oh, man. I feel sorry for you there. That was, you were the owner of Sterling that we've had. I think the only owner of Sterling that week in our group, or was there a couple of others maybe? But yeah, you were vocally upset about that, and you have every right to be. That was an appalling penalty miss.
So you're with me when I say that Aubameyang and Sterling are two players that should never be in your teams. Because Aubameyang was last year's...
But okay, I wouldn't pick Sterling at all. I just wanted a differential for the free hit.
Yeah, rightly so. And Hector, what's your worst moment?
I don't know if I have a worst moment because there are many of them were not so good. Yeah, throughout the
very political season. Answer. Very but, political.
Thank you. There was a day that a couple of players were not playing, and then I took my free hit.
Oh, sucks. You had the Villa. The Villa Newcastle thing.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have taken that decision to take it. I should have just played with less players. I can feel that the free hit would have been helpful if it had waited a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it was also on a Saturday that I woke up late and I was, you know, doing stuff at home and going to the supermarket and stuff. And then I look at my watch, it's 11:50 or 11:55. You have 5 minutes to the deadline. You need to pick your new 11 players.
Oh.
Yeah, this is something that I think the league and this small group has helped as for reminding about deadlines, about new... Because for me, last season was half of it was whenever I remembered, I would text Rob and ask, oh, how are we doing? It was my first year and I wasn't really following. So after Christmas, I kind of got more involved. But I think that this is one of the good things that I see with the communication that we have, and you're replying and you're kind of asking. So this is keeping it alive.
This is fun.
Yeah, just to make a note, the deadline is the 26th of Jan at 4:30, just so you all know, remember, yeah?
It's a habit that we can't...
26th, okay, yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We'll remind you, don't worry. It's good we're not playing Sky FF, because there you have deadlines every single day that there's a game.
Yeah.
So you can choose, you can make transfers every day. So if you miss those deadlines, it's quite crucial as well. So it's good we don't have that, because we'll be texting even more often.
I think so many people in that group have got it just completely muted. Like,
I was going to ask that. How many people do you think have muted the group?
I think Howard definitely has it muted.
Yes.
And yeah, I think the other people pop up. Leftarist pops up quite often.
Alex as well.
Alex pops up a little bit, yeah. But Howard occasionally comes in, but he's definitely got it on mute.
When does a Tottenham matter, I think?
Yeah. Okay, so guys, what do you feel like you've learned this season from us, or from like making the mistakes yourselves? What's the biggest learning curve that you've had this season? We'll start with Hector this time, because he looks pensive.
That's true. What have I learned? I don't know. I have learned to look a little bit at the stats or at the form rather than the total points. Mm-hmm. In the past, I was just looking at the total points. Okay, this guy has more total points, then the probability is higher to get some nice scores, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
Exactly. No, it's a really, really good point. I am currently doing Fantasy Bundesliga, and I don't pay much attention. So I do just literally look at total points at the minute to try and get a rough idea of who's playing well and who's not. But I should really be applying these ideas to my Bundesliga game as well, but can't be bothered. Fivos, how about you? What have you learned this season?
To do transfers only the last day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is homework.
That's a great answer. Great answer.
Yeah, I don't know if this is for this year,
especially this season.
I think so.
Season.
Yes, because hopefully, let's say next year, if we don't have those problems, maybe we will change our motto and kind of go with value and everything. But yeah, I think that this has saved us a lot of trouble this year.
Yeah. It stays pretty normal. So like when there are injuries, you do get updates on the Friday from the press conferences, but normally it's nowhere near as bad as it is this season. So yeah, it's fair enough. It is an exaggerated view this season, but actually in fairness, most seasons it's quite good to hang on to those transfers a little bit longer anyway. It just, yeah, it makes sense. But you do miss out on the price rises. So yeah, cool.
Because Hector mentioned the points earlier, I mean, this whole conversation about fixtures or form is kind of, we've got equalizer. Yes, we do. Let's hope it's Bruno at least.
No. with an awful style of penalty taking.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's Cavani. There you go.
Yeah, I have him. Thank you.
Thank you.
No way.
Excellent. So luck is turning now.
I might do the 100 that Fibos was also bragging about before.
Yeah. If he scores a hat trick, probably.
Is that an assist or not? I don't know.
I can't see.
We'll see soon enough, because I'm on Score Live, so it's not. It doesn't always go quick with that.
Cross that the keeper. Cross that the keeper sends away. Anyway.
So the fixtures or form is always the question, and I think that especially since last year, halfway last year, I started to look a lot at fixtures,
Mm-hmm.
Because you've heard my opinion about form. If someone scores big in one game week, I don't fancy them scoring again in the next week. So form doesn't always mean much, but the opponent is often the case. So do you have a different opinion? Because this is always a matter of debate.
If you get numbers, then your stakes should be higher the next time. And if you get too many high numbers, then your stakes should be lower the next time. I'm frozen.
I'm looking very much for the fixtures, especially for defenders, and the less for everybody else, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of a mixture.
Mm. There are some good websites that do some good comparisons of the last five in terms of form and the next five in terms of fixtures, and they weigh them up and they put a table on, and I'll try and put those stats on the group when I find them. I can't quite remember. I think it's Fantasy Football Hub. And just to let you know, Bruno got the assist, I think. It was a cross from Bruno that went off the keeper into Cavani. So, yeah.
I'll take that all the way.
Exactly.
Talking about mistakes, I don't know if you can relate to that. I don't feel that rotating players are a good tactic, because with my luck, I've had a lot of benched players who scored much more than the playing ones. So I feel it's better if it's what I've been saying, that I want to get done with a bench boost so that my bench is weaker and take my chances of them not playing. But it's better, that the feeling is better than having a 10-point defender on your bench and your defenders having conceded all of them. So
even when,
I don't know,
like,
if that's
when
rogue
they're playing,
or
yeah, when they're playing like a tough team and they still get you an assist, or they get a surprise clean sheet. Yeah, right now obviously that's essential because we're on a bench boost, but I think in terms of this season, it's definitely worth having at least one or two playing defenders. So I'm definitely always in favor of trying to get a form of rotating either keepers or defenders, or both, ideally, but not too many. I think my next transfer might be Mitchell, or potentially Dunn, but I think probably Mitchell. So yeah, how about you, Fivos? What do you think?
I think that you should have seven players, including midfield and forwards, that are playing every week, mm-hmm. and you are not substituting anyone. So you pick either a low budget midfielder or a low budget forward that you have always on bench. Mm-hmm. and you just rotate the defenders depending the fixtures. That's what I do, at least. I mean, I haven't substituted any of my midfielders and forwards because I have Brewster, I mean, always in bench.
Yeah.
And these seven are always in.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Ooh.
Cool. So, interviewer, Rob, you have any?
Well, and then, all right. Yeah, okay. You giving me the nudge. This is so seamless. We're so good at this. how do you guys, well, Fivos, how do you pick a transfer?
That's a tough question, of course, because it depends on many factors. But first of all, if we have an injury,
sorry,
if we have an injury, that's the first idea.
Priority, yeah.
First priority, yeah, of course. But in general terms, I look at the next, I don't know, five, eight. Fixtures and the coloring, etc. And I look who I should change depending on the form, etc.
Which source do you use? Do you use the fixture difficulty rating from FPL, or do you use for the coloring? Where do you get
us.
Those from?
Actually, I don't use anything. I have a an Excel that I copied from someone that has the fixture difficulty rating, and I have changed the colors
to make it personal.
What I think and not what they think.
Cool.
Yeah. Good. That makes it even more thorough.
Intense, man. That's intense. How about you, Hector?
I check the colors of FPL. I try to keep it easy. I only use the app in the phone. No websites or other strange tools or sophisticated apps.
What do you mean? I mean, I have no idea what that is.
You don't like throw some dust out the window and see which way it flies?
No.
Cool.
there are so many different apps and websites that if you overdo it, you get actually more complicated. Things get messed up. So I kind of agree in a way.
I mean the pictures that sometimes you guys are sharing in the chat. It seems exotic to me because I'm just used to the view from the app, and that's it for me.
Yeah,
you're right. I've got three apps.
I got from Not So Fantasy Football, by the way. This is something I got this year from Not So Fantasy Football. Followed Ben Krell in Twitter.
Yeah. What a guy.
Yeah, I mean, and he's going to be
this
busy.
This is the guy, Hector. This is the guy that they are always sending.
He's got
fixtures and the news, etc.
Yeah, he's got a fixture list on Twitter that you can literally just pull up, and some of them have got difficulty ratings on them from Ben himself, and some of them have got other ones. Some of them have got like the dates when we're going to have other matches being put in and things like that. So yeah, if you've got Twitter, have a log on and check that guy out because he's very good, Ben Krellin.
And of course, for everyone listening, if you've got Twitter, check us out.
Yeah.
Because we've been very, very busy. I mean, I actually, first of all, felt that I should give you a break in our chat and not write everything that goes through my mind there. And I'm using Twitter instead so that you have your own lives. I don't want to interfere. So if you don't, and if you have time to spare, we are on Twitter, and it's our way to express even the most silly idea or thought.
Exactly.
And I highlight the word silly.
Cool. We've got one more question, and then we'll round that up, and then we'll ask you guys if you have any questions. What have you found most difficult in terms of your like FPL experience? What have you found most difficult? Is it finding where you want to get your information from? Is it trying to avoid our information and change your mind, or trying to follow the opposite way that we go? Or is it, something else? We'll start with Phoebos.
Okay, it is a bit frustrating. I would say that the last day we have to check the press conferences to see if there are any COVID situation, etc. So COVID cases, and this is a bit frustrating, to be honest.
Cool.
You have to look at articles and the Twitter. It's a bit tough.
Or your WhatsApp group and waiting there.
Or Twitter. No.
Yeah. And Hector.
Yes, for me it's having only one transfer. It's not enough. And also it's very frustrating when you use this transfer the wrong way, and then the player out has the game of his life and the player in is just blank. Happens quite often to me.
Yeah.
I bet everyone is kind of sighing now and thinking, oh, what does that remind me?
I remember, Yanni, you were saying at one of the first pods that watch out with the hits, and the previous year I was frustrated and I was keep on hitting and hitting and hitting. I'm pretty much after the wild card. It seems like I've taken more wild cards with the transfers that I've done.
Yeah,
it's nothing to lose. Yeah.
I think because you mentioned it, that if you take the risk and you kind of evaluate if it's worth it, I mean, then by all means, go for it. So for instance, what we were talking about, the bench boost, if the bench boost can actually make up for even a minus eight, then why not do it? Thankfully, it worked for us. But in other cases, it might not. The whole thing is to what you're doing beforehand. I mean, you can never predict the future. So if it was a good plan, even if it doesn't work, that's fine. You still keep going.
Exactly. It's a game based on luck. So at the end of the day, you know, if people were able to place bets on that, that's, you know, people do place bets on these games, on certain people scoring and all these sorts of things. So if we were able to predict it like that, then we could be, you know, millionaires by now. But luckily, no one can, so we're not.
Whatever happened to me out of bad luck was given back through the brace of stones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did we all four of us have stones this week?
I think we did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good podcast.
So not so fantasy football. There you go.
Yeah, we have all the same team.
Yeah. Hey, it's not that of a template, actually.
Yeah, Cavani, I've got Lookman, no one else has got Lookman. This game's going pretty well for me.
There's a website that I follow, and when you choose to pick a player, he kind of appears to how many teams in your league have him. And I think there are only a few players that are in the majority. Mm. There are lots of them who are kind of spread out, which is fun. And sometimes, actually, it's something I want to do, because going template is less fun. Mm-hmm. It might be safe, but it is less fun. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah. So just to finish up, do you guys have any questions for us? Is there anything you are burning to ask that you've not asked on WhatsApp? Now you can see our beautiful faces again. Is there anything you want to ask?
Are you going to have a haircut? This is
yeah. That's a good question.
I'm not intending to, if you're asking.
So yeah. As we are halfway through, maybe we should see ourselves if Giannis is getting the title of this league or not.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to win the league?
We'll see. It's close,
What do
guys.
You think?
Giannis was very good last season, but he made some... He tried to catch me at the end of last season.
Yeah.
So he made some wild transfers. So I think if he starts going a bit wild, I think he could lose this. But if he stays safe and if he makes some, you know, tries to get into the 10K, I think it'd be very difficult to catch him right now. He's got a big lead, 50, 100
Now that
points.
You say so, maybe we should all say what is our target on the overall ranking.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Giannis?
I'm currently on 40K, and 10K is too big to think. But it is possible. It is doable. But, you know, I am a Panionios fan. I've never thought big. So this is, 10K will be an amazing thing, especially since last year it was 1,200,000. It was crazy. It wasn't a good season after all. But yeah, 10K is perfection. If I'm within 50K, I'll be very happy as an overall.
Cool. I'm aiming for top 100K. I've never been there before.
Me
and
too.
I'm at 200K now. So I hopefully could get somewhere near if I play my cards right. Fivos are just...
Same with Rob.
And Hector, where are you going for?
Yeah,
number one,
anything better? Yeah, okay, yes, because I'm a goalie. But anything below the 3 million, I will be flying in the skies.
Oh, that's possible. Don't worry,
we'll get you there. Don't worry, you just keep listening to the podcast, and we'll get you there.
there are many players that abandon the game after some point. So I think you will get lower than 2 million.
Yeah. I think it's actually the ghost teams that are many and many. Mm. They've got their players. If you watch at some point, you've got the same name and numbers going up to 150 or something.
Yeah.
And there's a guy having 150 different teams and trying to win the weekly, you know, prizes or something like that. I don't get it because they're not even playing it smart, because mostly they're using chips and you can't win a weekly prize with chips. So anyway, there are lots of, I would say that from the 7 million, there might be less than 4 million active teams. So yeah, you definitely should aim more than that.
Yeah, if you stay constantly engaged, and if you keep making the sensible transfers, keep being, safe, make a couple of things that enable you to enjoy the game, I think you should be fine.
Yeah, in the end, I don't care that much. I mean, for me, important is to see all the, follow the games, follow the goals, follow the assists.
Exactly.
Try to find the player that is,
involved. And it's great. That's great.
It's fun, even if you are, every game week is different.
Yeah, that's a great way to end the podcast. Right, so.
Stay safe.
Stay tuned.
Excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Uso Radio.